Good morning. We're learning Chayodim Klal Yud Ches, and we're holding a Siman Aleph. So there's a bracha before, a bracha afterwards. L'chein achar shenisate betalos a tefillin v'bir kol haseder. You say you put on talos and tefillin, and you said all of the brachas of birchas hashachar, birchas haTorah, etc. You're a baruch shomer about mida mila b'mila. So baruch shomer should be standing because of the covenant of this bracha. Therefore, it should be said appropriately standing, and you should say mila mila, word for word. You should say it slowly, not slurring the words together. It's a tremendous praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, it should be said in appropriate fashion. The zimmer should be said benachas, which means gently. That includes both in speed and in volume. You don't have to scream them out. Mishabura says they should be said, that you should be able to hear them. They should be said in a mnima, in a pleasant way. It should be more like a song, a singing of joy to Kadosh Baruch Hu. A person should not rush through Pesukah de Zimra. Mishabura says you should say it like you're counting, you say the words as if you're counting money. I once suggested tongue-in-cheek that maybe nowadays that we have machines which count our money, that's why some people say Pesukah de Zimra so quickly. But obviously that's incorrect. Just for a fascinating point of reference, the Mishabura, in a different context, talks about, we said that you should say Yishtabach immediately after Pesukah de Zimra. However, the Chazan, if he's waiting for a minyan, will hold off with Yishtabach until the minyan comes, and then say Yishtabach, and then say Kaddish, because then this way the Kaddish is going back on the words of Yishtabach. So he says, so how long can the Chazan wait? The time it takes to finish off Pesukah de Zimra from beginning to end. That's a general rule. We don't want to wait even b'shtika longer than it would take to say the whole thing. So how long is it? It's chatzi shor, like half an hour. So the Magen Avraham and the Mishabura following him envisions that the on the average day, Pesukah de Zimra, without Yishtabach, because they're waiting till you get the Yishtabach, Pesukah de Zimra alone, not with brachas and not with kerbanas, Pesukah de Zimra alone should take a half an hour. Very few shuls that I know are able to accomplish that. So obviously that means a person is saying it gently. So the point over here is he's not in a rush, he's absorbing the words. He's feeling the words and then he's expressing the thoughts which are found there. A person should not say b'merutza dalzen nemar as a pasuk in Yirmiyo nasa alai b'kaylo alkein tenesia. The Kaisel came against me, placed their voices against me. Therefore, I hated Klal Yisrael. The Rosham says, and this is referring to the where Kaisel used their voices against the Kadosh Baruch Hu when they came to say praises to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and instead of saying praises, they slurred the words and said them quickly together. So that's obviously improper. Interesting question that comes up. A person said the words and he feels that he had not said them with the proper focus, kavanah, etc. Is he allowed to repeat the words? Now we know by Ashrei where kavanah in the pasuk Pesachis is required and it's going to be ma'akev in fulfilling your chiyuv of saying Pesukah de Zimra. So over there, if a person does not have kavanah, he repeats it. But is a person there we say that he must repeat it. Is a person allowed to on his own repeat? So actually the Pesach is a person, if it's long, it's said in a way where he's not just throwing around Hashem's name. He said a full phrase of Hashem's name. If he wants to repeat it again and say it a second time, he'd be allowed to do so. The point being to help him have the second time, maybe he'll get a better focus and better kavanah. Preferably a person should get it right the first time. Mizrul Asoyla should be said with tremendous simcha. This represents the idea of bringing a korban Torah, a korban of thanksgiving to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It should be done with a feeling of simcha. Veino Omer B'Shabbos. However, Mizrul Asoyla is not said on Shabbos and Yom Tov in Pesukah de Zimra. They revealed behind the door of Adobis. You cannot bring a korban toida on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So the kapitul tilim, which corresponds to the korban toida, is not said either. You can bring korbanos of the Dorman Adabas. The Dorman Adabas are korbanos which a person is not mechuyev to bring, but he's offering on his own volition in different forms of how he makes the offer. That's the Dorman Adabas. So Cholamoid, the Dorman Adabas are permitted, but the korban Torah, in conjunction with the korban, there was bread which is brought. There are three types of matzah, one type of chometz. So you can't bring the chometz with it on Chol HaMoed Pesach. So therefore, we don't say mitzvah l'seid on Chol HaMoed Pesach. L'Abayim Kippur, Menasha Zvan Beis Mitzvishkaya, Otsa L'Hakrib, Nadorim Zabas V'Abayim Kippur, Shammai Zvan Achilosim, and maybe Kachim L'Epsul. They would not accept korbanos of Nadorim Zabas and Abayim Kippur, because when Yom Kippur comes, the fast starts, and the time to complete the consumption of the meat of the animal will be diminished, and sometimes they'll be forced to take the korbanos, and the remainder of the korbanos which was not eaten will have to be went out to be it'll become noiser and have to be burnt. So we don't want to put this person in that situation. The chetchila, we don't bring a korban toida and Yom Kippur, which means you would have to complete it before nightfall, which is normally the korban toida is eaten for a day and for the following night. And here we're saying you have to complete it all within the day. That's many times they'll end up having to burn part of the korban. So they would not allow a korban toida on that day. Corresponding to that, we do not say Mizmul Nesoida on Erev Yom Kippur. Have a good day.